البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue inshallah with Ramadan Q&A. And the first question today: ما حكم المضمضة والاستنشاق للصائم؟ What's the ruling of rinsing the mouth and blowing the nose for the fasting person? شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى he said أما المضمضة والاستنشاق فمشروعان للصائم باتفاق العلماء. He said rinsing the mouth and blowing the nose are permissible for the fasting person in accordance to the agreement of the scholars and the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله where he says وبالغ في الاستنشاق إلا أن تكون صائمة. يعني excessively blow your nose or put water up your nose and blow it, referring to wudu, except when you're fasting. So it's permissible when you're fasting, but don't do it excessively. طيب, what if a person is making wudu and he's rinsing his mouth or blowing his nose and some water is swallowed accidentally or is penetrated through his nose, through to his stomach accidentally? Does that nullify his fasting? The scholar Ibn Qudama rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, إن تمضمض أو استنشق في الطهارة if somebody rinses his mouth or blows his nose during طهارة فسبق الماء إلى حلقه then the water accidentally goes through his throat من غير قصد ولا إسراف without negligence or intention فلا شيء عليه there's no harm upon him nothing يعني affects his fasting is still valid إن شاء الله تعالى and there is nothing that he has to do or expiate his fasting. Now, but if a person does that intentionally or excessively, into blowing his nose, yani when you make wudu and you put water up your nose, and if you do it intentionally and you do it excessively, and water penetrates through to your stomach, the Shafi'iyya, they said, قال الشافعية إلى أنه يفطر بذلك. That the person, if he intentionally during the daytime of Ramadan puts excessive amounts of water in his mouth or nose up his nose and does it deliberately, then that breaks his fasting if it goes into his stomach because he's deliberately disobeying the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. That's according to Imam الشافعي. والله أعلم. In the permanent committee of the scholars of Arabia, of Saudi Arabia, they said إن أسرف في الاستنشاق فزاد على ثلاث مرات في الوضوء أو بالغ في الاستنشاق فدخل الماء إلى جوفه فالأحوط أن يقضي ذلك اليوم خروج من الخلاف. So they also recommended for a person who excessively and intentionally puts too much water in his mouth or nose during wudu and deliberately does it during the daytime of Ramadan, they said it is better, more recommended for him to actually redo that fasting of that day. So be careful when you're making wudu, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Now, someone might ask, does using mouthwash nullify your fasting? The permanent committee said it doesn't nullify the fasting of a person to use mouthwash, regardless if it continues medications or not. With the condition, they said, بشرط أن يمجه ولا يذهب إلى حلقه منه شيء متعمدا. For him to يعني rinse his mouth with it and then spit it all out without anything penetrating through to his stomach. Now, what about gargling with the gargling medications? The same thing applies to it, as Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said, it doesn't nullify your fasting to gargle unless you swallow the water that you're gargling with or the mouthwash that you're gargling with. Now, but he said, ولكن لا تفعله إلا إذا دعت الحاجة. And he said, don't do it unless it's like extreme necessity. يعني don't gargle with water unless it's an extreme necessity. والله أعلم. Another question, some people might ask about bukhur. Does inhaling bukhur nullify your fasting? The majority of the scholars of Islam, they support the opinion and the view that inhaling the smoke, not the scent itself, the smoke of burning bukhur does nullify your fasting because it is something that you can feel and that something that has a, يعني subhanAllah, a jurm and it is something that is penetrating through your nose into your body, subhanallah. And if it goes into your stomach, yani subhanallah, it does nullify your fasting. So they said shamul bakhur, just smelling the scent doesn't nullify your fasting, but inhaling the smoke itself does break your fasting. Now, subhanallah. So what about perfumes? Perfumes in general, subhanallah, doesn't nullify your fasting. Perfume, spraying perfume, smell perfume, and so on, it doesn't nullify your fasting. Now, while speaking about perfume, we need to tap into the topic of smoking. Does smoking nullify a person's fasting? The scholars unanimously agreed that if somebody smokes, then during the daytime of Ramadan, his Ramadan is, or his fasting is broken, and he has to repeat that day. So again, do not smoke. Yani smoking in general is a sin. It is haram. It is harmful for your body, for your subhanallah organs, for your family, for your wealth. On top of that, it does nullify your fasting. Yani subhanallah. So many people do not eat or drink during the daytime of Ramadan, but due to the addiction to cigarettes, they end up smoking and breaking the Ramadan. Wal-iyadu billah ta'ala. But for those who use nicotine patches, those who are addicted to smoking and they need to smoke, can they use nicotine patches during the daytime of Ramadan? The scholars of the permanent committee, they said la yajuz. It is not allowed during the daytime of Ramadan for you to use nicotine patches. They gave the reason and they said لأنه بسؤال الأطباء المختصين عن حقيقة هذه اللزقة أفادوا بأنها تمد الجسم بالنيكوتين وتصل إلى الدم وهذا يبطل الصيام كما يبطله التدخين لأن المفعول واحد. So they said that that this nicotine or these nicotine patches, when they are placed on the skin, they provide nicotine to the body and it is eventually absorbed by the bloodstream or by your blood. And that nullifies your fasting after speaking to doctors and specialists. That was done by the permanent committee of scholars. Now someone might ask, does inhaling oxygen? So somebody might be struggling with breathing or they might put an oxygen mask on him. Does inhaling oxygen through oxygen masks, does it nullify your fasting? The scholars of Mujamma' al-Fiqh al-Islami, they said, it doesn't nullify your fasting. It doesn't nullify your fasting. Now, another question might be asked is about colonoscopy or whether it's done through the back passage or through the stomach, through the mouth. Does it nullify your fasting to do colonoscopy? SubhanAllah, Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said the correct opinion that colonoscopy itself doesn't nullify fasting because the object is going into your body and is coming out. But he said except if there are substances like lubricants or yani material that is placed around the tubes that are inserted into your body, and those substances are normally and generally are absorbed by your body, so it does nullify your fasting. And they say, or he said rahimahullah ta'ala, it is not allowed for you to do colonoscopy during the date of Ramadan unless it is for a necessity. Wallahu a'lam. Now so inserting the tube itself doesn't nullify your fasting, but the lubricants they put around it would lead to your fasting being broken. So if you need to do colonoscopy, make sure you do it after Ramadan unless it's an emergency. But if you end up doing it during Ramadan, because I think all the time they use lubricants to make sure that the tubes go smoothly into your body, for that purpose, wallahu alam, your fasting would most likely be broken. So you need to make that day after Ramadan. Does applying kuhil and putting eyeliners or so on break your fasting? Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said about perfumes, about kuhl as well, and he spoke, he said معلوم أن الكحل ونحوه مما تعم به البلوى كما تعم بالدهن والاغتسال والبخور والطيب. فلو كان هذا ما يفطر لبينه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he said if كحل was a nullifier of fasting, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would have mentioned it. Why? He said because it was a very commonly used subhanAllah makeup at the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And if it was a substance that would nullify somebody's fasting, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would have mentioned something about it. So for us not to have any dalil or a hadith that state that using kuhl on your eyes nullify your fasting, in regards to that, we say applying kuhl doesn't break your fasting and you don't have to repeat that day. While speaking about kuhl, we also speak about eye drops. So do eye drops break your fasting? Al-Ahnaf and the Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and the permanent committee of scholars, they said that eye drops do not break your fasting, because in general the eye is not a pathway or a passage for food for somebody to eat and drink from. So if you have to and it's very important for the health of your eyes, you can use an eye drop in Ramadan during the daytime of Ramadan. But in general, they also recommend if it is not a necessity, better to do it before or after, before Fajr or after Maghrib prayers. Now, what about eardrops? According to Sheikh al-Islam ibn, or Sheikh ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, الصحيح أن القطرة لا تفطر. He said, the correct opinion is that it does not nullify your fasting to put, to use eardrops. But he said as well, he said there is a difference of opinion between the scholars. Yani some of them said if you taste the flavor of your eardrops into your throat, then it does break your fasting. But he said the correct opinion is that it doesn't at all break your fasting, similar to the eye drops. Wallahu alam. Wallahu alam. Again, the same recommendation. If you have to use it during the day, it's fine. If you can avoid using it during the daytime of Ramadan, and using it, you can use it during the night, inshallah ta'ala, that would be better bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Now, inshallah ta'ala, we will stop here today. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow with more questions about the nullifiers of fasting. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.